It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
Five players scored in double figures to lead the Cloud County Community College men's basketball team to a huge home win over Butler Community College, 86-83, this past Saturday inside Arlie Bryan Gymnasium in Concordia. The victory snapped Cloud County's four-game losing streak and marked the team's first win outside of a forfeit victory over Independence since defeating Pratt at home, 84-74, on January 18th. The victory also marked Cloud County's third consecutive home win over the Grizzlies, dating back to the 2022-2023 season. Redshirt freshman Matthew Garber tallied a team-high 17 points on 4 of 6 shooting from behind the arc. Garber also connected on 5 of 6 from the foul line. Redshirt freshman Keon Garrett Miller had 16 points after going a perfect 8 of 8 from the free throw line. Garrett Miller also added 5 assists and 3 rebounds before fouling out of the ball game. Freshman forward Elijah Savant and freshman guard Amari Johnson chipped in 14 points each. Savant had 7 rebounds, including 5 on the offensive end, 4 assists and 3 steals. Johnson stepped up big off the bench, hitting on 4 of 5 from the field and 3 of 4 from 3-point range. Sophomore Falu Kwate added 10 points, including 2 made 3-pointers. The Cloud County Community College women's basketball team fell to Butler Saturday by a score of 76-57. The loss drops the T-Birds to 16-12 overall and 11-12 in Kansas Jayhawk Community College conference play. Cloud County was led by freshman guard Danae Crosby and freshman forward Talasia Thomas, who had 16 points each. Both T-Bird basketball teams will close out the regular season Wednesday when they travel to Pratt to face the Pratt Beavers.